What the Oscars and Emmys are to movies and TV. The World Food Prize is to agriculture. It's awarded to those who make advances in producing food. And today, I visit with one such winner on this edition of The American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Dr. Rob Fraley is the recently retired Chief Technology Officer at Monsanto. He won the World Food Prize in 2013 for work that includes some of the first biotech seeds that became widely adopted in the 1990s. As he looks back, he sees some changes he would have made.
There's some things that we didn't do well as a company. When these products were first approved in the 90s, we put most of our focus in communicating to farmers about the benefits of the technologies, and farmers got it really quick. That's why the adoption of the technology has been so terrific. But we didn't spend as much time as we should have or the industry should have on reaching out to the consumer.
He says initial messages to consumers were too data-driven, and the industry is late to the game when it came to social media. He believes there remains an undertold part of the message to share with consumers.
It's got a great environmental story that we've really never told. And for many consumers today, the environmental impacts of new technologies is just or even more important than the food security aspects.
So where is ag technology headed? Fraley says we already see the new wave of tools that will do more in the field.
The ability literally to monitor and track a plant in the field from the time of planting to harvest creates a wave of information that's going to allow us to make better farming decisions.
And ag tech tools are vital when you consider growing populations.
In 2050, we'll have 10 billion people. We'll need to nearly double the food supply. We have to do that in a way that's both affordable and sustainable from an environmental perspective. It's going to take new technology to do that.
Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.